Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. This week, we're talking about being your own cheerleader. Now, there's a video that you may have seen a few weeks ago. It was flying around the internet of a little girl in the bathroom just getting all fired up. You got to see it if you haven't, that she's basically validating herself and life, saying, I like my hair, I like my house, I like everything about myself. I mean, it's adorable, absolutely adorable. If you haven't had a chance to see it or haven't had someone email it to you, just go to YouTube and type in, I like everything, cute little girl video, and it will pop up. And maybe you did see it. Whether you did or you didn't, I got to thinking about it after I saw the video. Of course, given what I do and my passion for appreciation and gratitude, particularly self-appreciation, I just thought it was so perfect. And I actually showed it to my 4-year-old, Samantha. And what was interesting is the little girl in the video is probably three. But Samantha really, of course, resonated with and identified with and loved watching the video and wanted to watch it again. And as soon as we got done, she said, Daddy, can I go do that? And I said, of course. So she went into the bathroom and got up on the stool in front of the mirror and started basically imitating what the little girl was doing, but then started adding things about her own life. And of course, it was so cute. And I was trying to get the video camera myself to film it. And I did a little bit. And our 2-year-old, or almost 2-year-old, Rosie, very often she's at that stage in life, and Samantha did this as well when she was her age, that she recognizes herself in the mirror. And she goes and kisses herself. Like, she'll see herself in the mirror, our full-length mirror in the bedroom, and she'll walk up and kiss herself. And we'll say, kiss the baby, and she'll run over and kiss herself. And she gets so excited, and she's so proud of herself. And, you know, it's really amazing when you think about it. Now, whether we did that as children, most of us have that experience of ourselves at some point as babies, as toddlers, and as young children. And while as children, it's a little bit unconscious to some degree, and we don't obviously understand certain ways the world works, it seems as though that gets trained out of us as we go through life. And the idea of being our own cheerleader, of appreciating ourselves, celebrating ourselves, really valuing who we are, how we look, what we do, what we bring, all of who we are, seems to go away, or at least be difficult. I mean, I'm somebody who writes about this, who speaks about this, who teaches people about this, who's passionate about this. And as I often admit and share, it's challenging for me. And I think a couple reasons that it can be challenging is, on the one hand, we've been trained not to do that. Don't be too full of yourself. Don't think too highly of yourself. Don't brag about yourself. I mean, ironically, we're also then taught, or at least told, we're supposed to have self-esteem and believe in ourselves, but, you know, we're clearly not supposed to do it in an overt way or in an obnoxious way, and therefore we often don't do it or don't feel comfortable doing it. And then I think as we get more deep into our growth, into our awareness, into our understanding about how life works, about what life's really about, and the importance of loving and appreciating ourselves, being our own cheerleader, so to speak, I think one of the challenges, and this is true for me, even given the work that I do, is we don't really know how to do it. Not in an authentic way, not in a genuine way, not in a way that doesn't have to do with our ego or the adolescent inside of us trying to be better than other people or whatever. So I think the concept of self-love, self-appreciation, and ultimately being our own cheerleader, as I'm talking about this week, is not a new concept to most of us. But if we're really honest about it, I think in a lot of cases, it's much more difficult for us to either do, remember, or really experience in a genuine way. So what can we do? How do we go about this? Or why is it important? I mean, I think first it's important to recognize that while we often look for people or situations outside of ourselves to motivate and inspire us, we want the people around us to believe in us, to love us, to appreciate us, to pump us up, to have our back, to thank us, to whatever. You know, and some of us are more interested or needy, if you will, of that than others. We want to be in environments that feel positive, where, we feel like people care about us, whether that's at work or at home or at church or at school or wherever we find ourselves within groups of people, within our families. And oftentimes we focus on or obsess about the negative stuff where that doesn't exist. And look, our environment, our family, our work relationships, those things absolutely have an impact on us. Of course they do. But at some level, and we've all experienced this to one degree or another, it doesn't so much matter about what other people say or how they treat us or interact with us as much as how we treat ourselves, the environment that exists within our own mind, within our own heart, how we relate to ourselves. And when we can put some attention on genuinely loving and appreciating ourselves, cheering for ourselves, not relying on other people or situations or circumstances to do it for us. Not to say that's not important at all, but at the end of the day, I could tell you a thousand things I love about you and I think are great about you, but until you get it about yourself, it really doesn't matter that much. And, something that I've written about in both my books and often write about and talk about is that if we don't appreciate ourselves, if we don't love ourselves genuinely, nothing much else really matters because that's what we're after. That's what we want at the end of the accomplishment, at the end of the, even in the relationships that we have. We love and care about the people, but what is it we want in return? It's not that we really want their love and appreciation, is we want to feel a sense of love and appreciation inside about ourselves. And that can only come from us ultimately. And when we really do love and appreciate ourselves, when we really do cheer for ourselves, the outcome, the result, the accomplishments become way less important. We're not as attached to them. We'll still have goals and dreams, and we'll still have worries and doubts. It's part of being human. But our obsession with them, positively or negatively, diminishes considerably. And ironically, from a place of self-appreciation, a genuine place of self-appreciation and self-love, our ability to manifest that which we want is so much easier, is so much more elegant, is so much more possible that we don't have to struggle and suffer and sort of fight our way through it to make it happen. So, what do we do? How do we become our own cheerleader, if you will? How do we expand our capacity to appreciate ourselves? Well, I don't know. I mean, I do. I have lots of ideas, but I continue to sort of ride the peaks and valleys of this experience, this process myself in my life. But I think that making a commitment to it is the first step. That really committing ourselves and getting over this idea that it's somehow arrogant, it's somehow obnoxious, it's somehow selfish for us to love ourselves. We really got to do some work internally about that to change that belief. Because it's not. It's really not. It's one of the most generous things that we can do. And there's a distinction between arrogance and self-appreciation. Arrogance is based on fear and insecurity. Whenever I catch myself being arrogant, doing or saying arrogant things, I'm just feeling scared. I'm just feeling insecure. I'm wanting someone to like me. I'm attached to some particular outcome. I want, trying to manipulate the love and affection and appreciation of someone else. It's not evil. It's not horrible. It just isn't fulfilling, and the energy isn't very clean or uplifting or doesn't manifest what we want. Now, the words, the sentiments, what we say, if you will, or think about may be the same when we're appreciating ourselves, but where it comes from is a totally different place. Self-appreciation comes from a genuine place of confidence, a genuine place of love for ourself. We may or may not even say it out loud to anyone else, but it's really about us honoring, appreciating, cheering for, if you will, ourselves in an authentic way. So here's a list of some things. And I've written about these before, talked about these before. You've heard them from other people. They're not new, but if we can actually practice them and they resonate with us, they can get us into a place of self-love, self-appreciation on a more regular basis. One thing is to talk about ourselves in a positive way, pay attention to our words. Another thing we can do is practice affirmations. Louise Hay just wrote a great new book called something about your good now, find your good now, or remember your good now. I'm messing up the title of it, but anyway, I just wrote about it in my newsletter a couple weeks ago. Experience your good now. That's what it's called. But in it, she just talks about the importance of affirmations as she has for many years. But one of the things that Louise talks about that I think that's so important, and this one I find personally confronting or challenging for me, but whenever I do it, I really feel it, is to look ourselves in the eye, in the mirror, and say, I love you, Mike, and use our name. And you do our affirmations in a very personal, specific way, with our name to ourselves, right in the mirror. Another thing that we can do, and you know I talk about this a lot, especially when I'm speaking or doing workshops, is when people compliment us, just say thank you. Really let it in. Take a breath. Embody it. Even if you don't agree with what they say, allow it in. Another thing you can do is write an email or a card or a note of appreciation to yourself and send it to yourself. You know, it's powerful to do. Buy yourself some flowers. Take time alone, time away, time to be by yourself or do things that nourish you, that make you feel good about yourself. Make a point to celebrate and acknowledge things that you accomplish, stuff that you do, stuff that you're proud of. Whatever it is, write in your journal. Some of you have gratitude journals already or just a regular journal, but just write down things you appreciate about yourself. Ask for the acknowledgement that you want. My wife, Michelle, is really good at this. She'll raise her hand and say, I would like to be acknowledged. And then she tells me what she wants to be acknowledged for. Make requests. Ask for help. All of these things and so many others are ways we can practice loving ourselves. We can practice appreciating ourselves. And, you know, do like the little girl in the YouTube video. Get in the mirror in the bathroom in the morning and say, I love my life. I love my teeth. I love my car. I love my kids. I love whatever it is. And even if you have to make it up initially, even if you have to sort of fake it till you make it a little bit, it can be done authentically, even if you sort of force yourself to do it. As we become our own cheerleader, our own fan, our own advocate, if you will, we appreciate ourselves, we love ourselves, we become less needy of that from other people, and ultimately empower and fulfill ourselves in an authentic way. Thanks for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.